We've seen a devastating rise in Islamophobia.
We must stamp out the hate, fear and prejudice that drives Islamophobia and division in our society.
Because of the hatred fueled by ignorance that is still a lived reality for far too many Muslim Canadians.
The surge in Islamophobia is simply appalling.
The targeting of Australians based on their religious beliefs is not only an attack on them, but it's an attack on our core values.
The values of community, of generosity, and yes, of sacrifice.
Leaving people feeling fearful and unsafe in their own country.
Australians should be able to feel safe and at home in any community.
Our Canada is a diverse country. We can pray differently. We can gather in different places of worship, but all of us come together, all of us must come together around the values of Eid.
I'd like to thank Muslim organizations and mosques who work tirelessly to raise awareness and shine a light on the scale of Islamophobia.
A substantial contribution to help tackle Islamophobia and focus on promoting acceptance and inclusion.
Ibrahim or Abraham, Ishmael or Isaac, the lessons and values of Eid are the same. These are Muslim values. These are Canadian values.
It is without a doubt the Quran is the only way forward. The Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only system that we should abide to, that we should follow, that we should seek to establish on earth. That's the only thing that would work, because without, obviously with what's happened in the past 2 years, seeing what happened in Gaza, you'll be a blind person to think that international law. Zionism is above all laws. Those systems were built to serve our enemies. They were built to serve the egos and the white supremacy and the enemies of Islam, not us. People under Islamic rule have never suffered. So the way forward is to return back to the Quran and the Sunnah. That's the only manhaj, and to be from those who are working towards that, and not be deceived by their so-called democracy, their so-called systems, the United International Scholars Union, which is a big, weighty body, spoke about, they actually issued a fatwa that what is happening in Palestine requires jihad. Right, they did issue that, although it was a bit of a late fatwa, I believe, because it came recently, very recently. Although some other scholars did issue this and say this, it's obvious, because especially in Palestine, there's a clear enemy, an occupier, and defending yourself and your ird and your people and your country and your muqaddasat and al-Aqsa is not something that you even the ulama, this is in our deen, you don't even need approval by any other, anyone else. This type of jihad you don't need, actually.
Well, over the weekend, hundreds of thousands of people showed up to the Unite the Kingdom rally in London. Now, the media is saying that it was about 110,000. Many say that number was far larger. If you take a look at some of these images, it does look like far more than 110,000. I'm not an expert at crowd estimation, but okay. The rally was organized to oppose immigration, specifically the immigration that puts the onus on UK residents to support, calls for stronger border controls, calls for more policing of crime, and promoting free speech and national unity. Joining us to discuss is the founder of the movement, Tommy Robinson. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, so give us a little synopsis of the motivation for this rally, because what the media says is that it's far right and hate. Keir Starmer said something similar. I'm going to play that for you in a second. But tell us really what the motivation is.
We started this organization 24 months ago with a vision that if we can change the culture, we can change the politics of the UK. The reason being, as British proud people, we've been made to feel ashamed of who we are. We haven't been able to celebrate our identity Every other culture is celebrated. Every other identity is celebrated. They've had the entire population living in fear of being branded a racist, an extremist, an Islamophobe. And they literally paralyzed this nation. One of the most fiercest nations in the world was paralyzed through political correctness. We allowed a generation of our daughters to be raped by invading Islamic gangs. The whole time our government knew, our police forces knew, our political leaders knew. Not only did they know, but there was a conspiracy of silence between all of them to hide this public, to hide this matter from the public. The reason being, if you were allowed to know the truth of what was happening, you would see it's due to government policy failures of mass open border immigration from Islamic nations. There are so many things that have been covered up. The ability to have a discussion over this has been stopped. I've just come out of an 18-month prison sentence for making a factual documentary. I made a film. I spent 18 months in prison. My sentence before that was 13 months for reporting outside a court case on Islamic rape gangs. There is no free speech. There's only one place that has free speech in the world, and it's the United States of America. And there's only three people I can think of currently who are fighting for Europe's free speech. It's J.D. Vance, it's Donald Trump, and it's Elon Musk. Without them, you see these scenes you just saw, 110,000. The media continue to dig their own grave. They are irrelevant now. We are the media. We don't need them anymore. And we wouldn't even have hope. And hope is courageous. And the British public hopefully have inspired the rest of the Western nations, because this is an attack on Christianity. It's an attack on the West. It's an attack on all of our countries. Mass open border immigration is part of a globalist revolution that has already been going on for 20 to 30 years. We are now the counter-revolution. We want things back. We want our identity back. We want our country back. We want Christianity back. We are fed up of the Islam taking over our towns and cities with the full support of our politicians, whilst we, the British public, are made to pay for it. So the mass open border immigration, you know, in the UK, we have 40,000 British Muslims on a terror watch list. 40,000. We've only got 70,000 armed forces. If you go through the figures of what's been currently happening, male Muslims make up 3% of the British population. They're responsible for 90% of the convictions of gangs of men that rape young children. 30% of the men convicted are called Mohammed. You're not even allowed to talk about this. In fact, our Labour government, Keir Starmer, who likes branding everyone as far right, is currently trying to pass an Islamophobia bill that would make it illegal for me to even discuss these topics with you. So we don't have free speech. We understand that. We're in a post-free speech era. And the United States need to understand exactly what you had under Biden for 4 years. We've had it for 30 to 40 years. And they've took our free speech, they've dismantled everything. But what they managed to do was demoralize our entire population. We have instilled pride in 24 months. We had a vision. We've been successful. What you witnessed this Saturday was the largest demonstration in Britain's history. There's a turning point. That Britain is awake. That's what at least the world know now. The British population are awake. The silent majority will be silent no longer.
We a friend of the show, Graham Linneman, the writer from
The It Crowd. Father Ted
was like arrested, I think, last week or so at the airport for a tweet. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's happening in your country. We were just in Glasgow a few weeks ago and talking to some pensioners there that said, we've had to move out of Edinburgh. We've had to move out of the cities. We've had to move to the country because our government prioritizes immigrants over us. And what we used to have in this country, we don't have anymore. So we've had to move out. We can't stay in these cities anymore. Our country does not look like it did 15 to 20 years ago. When you talk to the police forces there that are there and kind of clashing with protesters, are they on your side? Like, will they pull you aside, Tommy, and say, look, I got to deal with this crap, but we stand with you. We really believe the message that you're pushing here.
There's been a massive shift, and yes, they do. So although you saw the scenes on Saturday, it would have been difficult for the police when you have millions turn up. Then millions that couldn't fit into the demonstration area, which then resulted in people taking to streets that they weren't supposed to. So they would have had problems that they didn't anticipate, I guess, because of the sheer scale of the numbers. But there's been a total shift in the police's attitude towards us. For example, 48 hours before this event, Westminster Council attempted to revoke our license to have speakers and sound systems. Even though we'd had it organised for months, we'd jumped through every hoop we had to. They wanted the police to enforce that order, which would have meant the police preventing us from setting up our PA systems. Now, we had a meeting with the police where they were worried, we were worried, because what I said to the police is, what they're trying to do is what they've done for the last decade. They're trying to turn us, the public, against you, the police. They've made you become a laughing stock. For the last 10 years, the Metropolitan Police's reputation is gone. People just look at them like a joke now. And that's because of political policing. And that's what they attempted then. But the police come back to us after having all their meetings and said, we are not going to enforce any order that prevents you setting up your sound systems. There has been a big inner battle going on with the police and the government themselves. So, but there's also been a mass shift. You have to understand, I started my activism 15 years ago. I started highlighting, talking about issues no one wanted to listen to and no one wanted to accept. Because if they accept the reality that we've got 4 million Muslims in this country, probably 5, maybe more, and the problem of assimilation, integration, it's not going to work. You've mixed oil and water. And then those vote banks have become so powerful in towns and cities that the Labour Party, we don't matter anymore. And I'll give you an example. My hometown of Luton, so you can understand why this is happening. My hometown of Luton, when I was born in 1982, there was one mosque. There's now 45. Now, in 2013, when I was leading a group called the English Defence League, I sat and looked at the government projected growth forecast for the demographics and the communities in Luton. By 2030, which was a 17-year period, the Pakistani and Bangladeshi community was going to increase by 70 to 77%. The black and white community by 1.3 to 1.4%. So my local council know full well that the future for them is the Islamic, is the Bangladeshi and Pakistani community. We're irrelevant now. So as white working class, we're irrelevant in major, in many, many of the major towns and cities. So think about your swing states. Think about the Islamic bloc becoming so powerful that that's all that matters to win the election. Well, that's how it's grown in many towns and cities across the UK. And that's why they've pandered to them. That's why they literally bend, our governments bend their knees to any ideology that wishes the destruction of what's made Britain a success. Whether that be Black Lives Matter, whether that be Marxism. Yeah.
Now, the Mayor of London released this statement. We can put it on the screen, but I'm not going to read it. It's pretty lame. It's saying, you know, you're scaring people, basically. Keir Starmer said your form of patriotism is bad behavior. You're scaring people is what he keeps saying. He's saying this is plastic patriotism, which is not a form of something I'd heard before. It means you just use symbols and, you know, rally cries. I don't know what he thinks patriotism is. I'm going to play his words. It's only about 40 seconds. And then we'll try and figure out what the hell he means. Just listen to this.
Forward, true patriotism, or we have division and decline under reform, and they are and a country in which people feel that they're not part of the country that we are, that is divisive. You saw this on Saturday. Look what happened on our streets on Saturday. That wasn't just very bad behaviour in central London, although it was that, assaulting police officers and the like. That's plastic patriotism. It sent a shiver through so many of our communities who now feel more scared than they did before. I understand that. I'm absolutely determined to lead in this fight of our times between renewal, the patriotic cause of the Labour Party, and the division and toxic chaos and decline that would come under reform.
Now, my feed has shown me people of all walks of life and colors who have assimilated into Britain and actually want the same thing that you do because they have become British. What do you think he means by patriotism? And what do you mean by patriotism? And where is the divide?
He has no idea. Every time I see him speak, I just think they keep digging the grave. But he's finished. He's finished in this country. He just keeps doing it. And they wonder why we're accelerating and our support base is accelerating. They just need to accept. No, he says people are scared. Yes, Keir. That's why millions of people on the streets of our capital city, because they're scared, because their daughters can't walk to school anymore without getting sexually assaulted by migrants that you've put in hotels at the end of their road. Do you know that we've had 25 sexual assaults against minors by migrants just in hotels? 9 British women raped by migrants just in hotels. They're ones that have been convicted. 90% of rape cases don't even get to a conviction. So that's 9. We've had a terrorist attack from a migrant in a hotel. So just out of the migrants in the hotels, just the ones in the hotels, remember, that's a very small percentage that are in the hotels. They're the cases. So yes, the British public are scared, Keir. Women are scared. Our daughters are scared. We're living in fear because you're importing barbarians and sticking them at the end of our road. That's what you're doing. And then anytime we try to get upset about it or warn about it, you're trying to beat us down with a racist stick or the Islamophobic stick or the extremist stick. It doesn't work anymore. It does not work anymore. Those times have gone. We've burst that dam. It's done. Okay, the British public are done worrying about your labels. When we have children that we love, when the rest of the country has now realised what I've been warning for 15 years, this isn't going anywhere pretty. It's not going to get safer. Our country's not got safer. It's getting worse. It's getting more violent. More rapes, more murder. In 2003, we had 8,000 rapes. In 2023, in 20 years, we had 88,000 rapes. Now, are we meant to just wait another 20 years till it's 880,000 rapes? No, we're not. We're not going to do it anymore. And you know when you go on the Keir Starmer, the Muslim community have been imported into this country for 40 to 50 years. There are some great Muslims, yeah? There's some great Muslims. But in that 40 to 50 years, if we take the time that we were at war in Syria with ISIS, in that three-year period of ISIS, four times as many British Muslims went to join ISIS than have ever joined the British military. So in three-year period, four times more went to join ISIS than have joined the British military in 50 years. There's a massive problem here. But you're not even allowed to address it or talk about it. And they just want us to sit quietly whilst our country continually floods, the demographic changes, we become a minority. He's talking about people feeling, we feel like aliens. We feel like a minority. White English, which is what I am, we're a minority in my hometown. We're a minority and there's no special rights for us. There's no protected diversity rights for us when we're the victims. When our daughters are getting raped, the police don't even want to deal with it because they're too scared.
No. In fact, according to the Associated Press, white people have no shared cultural identity. That's why white is not capitalized in Associated Press style. So I'm sorry to tell you, you don't have a culture, according to the media.
Yeah.
Well, we celebrated our culture in a historic fashion on Saturday, and that is just the start. We went from 30,000 on the 1st of June to 100,000 on 27th of July to 200,000 on 26th of October to millions this Saturday. You wait till our next event. Our next event is going to be the biggest. That already was the biggest. We want world leaders at our next event. We want them coming from all over the world. We'd love a Republican representative to come and speak because everything that's happening in Britain, this cultural revolution, which is exactly what it is, it would not happen without Elon Musk giving us back our freedom of speech. Do you know, even now, I know Dana White's took over at Meta. So he's in charge of Meta. You can't mention my name. I've never been tried or convicted for anything to do with race crimes or hatred. You can't mention my name without you getting banned or then removing your comment. So I'm totally banned from Facebook and from Instagram. For what? Why am I banned? Because I criticise my government, because I expose their failures. Where is the free speech? So the problem that our government have is they used to have control of X. They used to have control of all of them. So they could tell people who I was. But since I've been given my platform back, people actually get to listen to what I'm saying rather than what the media say I'm saying. And now the media don't know what to do. They're all scrambling. I know Sky News were putting out their stupid lies on Saturday with 12,000 people watching. We had 2 million people watching live. So they don't matter anymore. They don't realize they're dinosaurs in this fashion. So.
Right.
Tommy Robinson, thank you for joining us from the UK. And maybe our show Redacted will be at this next rally. Just let us know and maybe we can be there and cover it since we tend to come there on a regular basis. Thank you so much, Tommy. Great to see you. Thank you.
We have a visa to the UK.
Thank you, Tommy.